You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back. We're talking with Larna Vanderhaeghe. She is the author of A to Z, Women's Guide to Vibrant Health, among other books that you've written. Larna, you know, before the break, we were talking about some of the things that really cause people to be tired, to really sap energy in terms of hormonal functions or deficiencies in iron. How often do we, are people in the situation where they have exhausted adrenals, where they have low thyroid, low iron? What percentage of the population is running on empty?
Oh, it's a good question. Well, 23% of the population is already taking thyroid medication. And for many of those people who are taking thyroid medication, it's not working so well for them. Another 30% of people are walking around with low thyroid who've yet to be diagnosed. So we're talking about almost half the population in Canada suffering with low thyroid. And so it's very, very prevalent. And the thyroid and the adrenal glands talk to each other. So often, you know, the adrenals become tired and then the thyroid goes low. So we very, very often see people with exhausted adrenals and low thyroid combined. And because they've now done this great research where they went across the country and they tested people's iron levels, because we've moved away from red meat and egg yolks, you see a lot of people eating egg whites now, we're not getting enough iron. And so they've found that there's iron deficiency in kids, seniors, women, men, you know, basically everybody now, because we should be getting about 20 milligrams of iron from our daily diet. And this latest research shows that people are getting about 8 milligrams of iron. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, we all should be taking a small amount of iron every day, and 10 milligrams of elemental iron would be perfect for kids and adults and seniors. Pregnant women and breastfeeding women should take 30 milligrams. And, you know, you can go into the health food store and look for products like Iron Smart, which is a liposomal wrapped iron that does not cause constipation. It raises ferritin quickly. It comes in a liquid. It tastes like Werther's candy. It's absolutely delicious. So there's lots of ways to raise iron levels. Most people cannot take doctor prescribed iron or the drugstore based irons because they cause such terrible constipation that you're lucky if you can stay on it for a week or more.
Besides eggs and red meat, Larna, are there other foods or that people should either avoid or take if they have energy issues?
Oh, well, you know, the best foods to consume if you want to have energy are vegetables, dark-colored vegetables. And, you know, considering we're talking about weight loss, let's talk about the best diet all around, so for energy and for weight loss. And, you know, I always tell people, get yourself a large Ziploc freezer bag. And every morning fill it with, you know, carrots and sugar snap peas and broccoli and cauliflower and celery sticks and fill it right to the top. And that is about the amount of vegetables we should be consuming every day. So we should be eating about 5 cups of vegetables every day for maximum energy, because that's where we get all our vitamins and minerals. And then you want to have good clean sources of protein, you know, things like, you know, free range, chicken, eggs. There's nothing wrong with beef if you're getting free-range beef or organic. So look for those sources. Fish is great as well. And if you're not into eating those types of foods, then we have, you know, whey proteins. And now you can find whey protein powders that are hormone-free and antibiotic-free and GMO-free and all of those great things. And that's a great way to supplement the diet. And that's what I do, because I just simply was not getting enough protein. A woman who sits in her desk every day and does nothing needs 30 grams of protein. And we're just not getting enough of protein. An egg gives us 6 grams of protein, and that's the perfect protein. So we know that the average population is not getting adequate amounts of protein. And this is where protein shakes just are such a great energy supplier for us.
Larna, this time of year, I mean, a lot of people get SAD or seasonal affective disorder. But depression is something that affects not only women but men. What's the relationship between hormonal health, diet, and depression?
Oh, great question. Well, You know, if you're feeling depressed, sad, or have low moods, it's most likely because you don't have adequate serotonin. And serotonin is your happy hormone. So, you know, the nutrients that we use for that that are sold in the health food store is enteric-coated 5-HTP. And 5-HTP is used by the body to make serotonin naturally. I have no idea why doctors don't prescribe 5-HTP, because it would be a much safer option than some of the antidepressant medications. We want to make sure that people get adequate protein, because if you're consuming something like whey protein, it helps to elevate serotonin levels. So this is a natural way to do it. Fatty acids are another great way to elevate serotonin levels in the body. Things like GLA, fish oils, these will also go a long way. And they just happen to be great adjuncts to a healthy diet. So it's always my recommendation that people eat at least 5 cups of dark-colored vegetables a day, and then protein at every meal, and essential fatty acids in the form of GLA oil or fish oils or both. Combine the two and take them every day. And make sure you're getting adequate protein. It jumpstarts your fat-burning furnace. It gives your brain what it needs to make this wonderful neurotransmitter, serotonin.
And the relationship between, so adrenal dysfunction and thyroid, is there a relationship between that and depression?
Oh, absolutely. We see people with low thyroid in particular. Low thyroid is the leading reason for depression or low moods. And I think our doctors have forgotten that. It used to be that when a person walked into the doctor's office and was depressed, that the first thing they would do is check their thyroid. And the biggest problem we have in Canada today is that the test range for normal for your thyroid is too broad. So we want, that's why I keep telling people, you cannot accept the doctor saying your thyroid is fine. You have to know the number. It's got to be below 2. If it's above 2, then you're going to gain weight. You're going to feel depressed. You're going to feel like you're pushing yourself through the day. And the doctors won't give you thyroid drugs until you're at least a 5 or 5.5. So the higher your number, the lower your thyroid. And so what do you do when your TSH is going above 2 but not bad enough to get medication? This is when you want to go to the health food store and get yourself a thyroid support nutrient to really help support that thyroid. And then, of course, you know, de-stress your life, which is another big connection to feeling sad and depressed as well.
So, you know, if people could do 2 or 3 things this year that would really make a difference for them, what have you seen in the past, you know, with some of the people that you've worked with and that have really made the biggest difference?
Well, if we're looking at weight loss, because that's usually the number one question I get, is how do I get rid of this belly fat? And considering that, you know, the largest group of women are over the age of 50 in this country today, so we have a lot of discussions about belly fat, you know, eat those vegetables, protein throughout the day, and healthy fats. And then go to the health food store and look for the research-backed weight loss nutrients. That's key, because there's a lot of them that have absolutely no research. But the best research nutrients are things like CLA, which is a fat that burns fat. And CLA, I love it, because they did this research in postmenopausal women where they found that they told them, eat everything you normally eat and take 5,000 milligrams of CLA. And they found that these women lost on average 7 pounds in 90 days with no diet change. Can you imagine if they ate protein and green veggies and healthy fats as well? And this was in the hardest group to lose weight, the postmenopausal group. So I love CLA. It comes in capsules. You have to take 5,000 milligrams or it has no effect whatsoever. It also comes in protein powder. So you can find CLA in whey protein, which is a great way to do it because then you don't have to swallow a bunch of capsules. So I love, that's one of my favorite weight loss products. And I use the protein with the CLA every morning. That's what I mix with my fatty acids and everything in to get my day going.
Lorna, is there any relationship between the amount of use of plastics and weight gain?
Oh, yes, there absolutely is. So all of the estrogenic chemicals, so the plastics, the pesticides, you know, the BPA we found in the plastic, that was just one of hundreds of estrogenic compounds. Pesticides are estrogenic. These and then cosmetic ingredients like parabens or estrogenic, and all these estrogens are making us overweight as well. This is the reason why I tell people buy organic, 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 so that you can get away from all the pesticides which are making us fat.
And how do we know whether it's the plastics that are making us fat or just our diet?
Well, you know, generally, if you're a woman, let's pick on the women, because okay. I'm a woman too. If you're wearing lots and lots of cosmetics, you're consuming water in plastic bottles, you're not buying organic, free-range, wild whenever you can, if you're under tons of stress, then you're probably getting an estrogen overload from the environment. And when we're under lots of stress, both men and women, we produce more estrogen, which causes us to be estrogen overloaded. Hence the reason why when people are looking at a weight loss program, I always say to them, you know, clean up your food first. Because if you clean up your food and you get rid of all the packaged white foods and just simply stop buying them and eat more, you know, organic or locally grown vegetables and wild, free-range and fresh protein sources, you'll dramatically cut your estrogen levels from the environment and then start de-stressing your life. And the best way to get your stress levels to go down is deep breathing exercises. And that's free. You don't have to buy anything to do that. It's a great way to bring estrogen and cortisol levels back into the normal range.
Lerner, we're almost out of time. I'm wondering if you can just sum up what you've been talking about and tell people where they can get more information.
Well, you know, because you're all looking at starting a weight loss or lifestyle change program, get your iron, your thyroid checked, start to eat lots of vegetables, protein, and healthy fats, and look for those support nutrients that are clinically researched for weight loss, like CLA, whey protein, other things that you can use as well, like Shape Smart and Glucose Smart, things that have great research behind them to help you get on the right track with your weight loss program.
Lerner, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great day.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Brad King about his book, Dirty Diets.
You're listening to Health First on 93.1 CFIS FM.